you still awake? Yeah. I had another bad dream. Can you hold me? I can't stop shaking. Yeah, it was a rough one. Fuck. You know, the one thing that I hate about nightmares, you know, other than the whole thing, is that I wake up every time with a jolt. That's so not fun. Like, why can't I just wake up, you know, nice and peacefully? Well, I guess it wouldn't be a nightmare if I woke up peacefully, right? Baby, you always hold me in the perfect way. You just, you know what I need. Can I tell you something? I think it's embarrassing. Because I haven't told you this before. Yeah, I'll stop hiding my mouth behind the blanket. Whatever. I hide my face because it's weird, it's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing, it's just, I'm just rambling so I can buy myself some time. Yeah, you're right. I do that a lot. I always check to see if you're still next to me when I wake up. Because if you're next to me, I know I'm gonna be okay. You know how, well, you would know because I forced you to a few yoga classes. Do you know how there comes a point in the class where the instructor tells us to meditate and to focus on our happy place? My happy place used to be, well, I had to, my happy place used to be the lakeside, right before dawn, watching the sun come up, nobody else is around, just hanging out with my dog. Or it would be the beach. There's something about water, large bodies of water, that calmed me down. But those are nothing compared to you. You're my happy place. Yeah, I'm gonna hide in my face. No. No. No, I'm not gonna take it off. No. You're lucky I'm so easy to order around after a nightmare. Okay, yeah, whatever. I'm easy to order around anytime, but that's not the point. Okay, if we're in bed, you can order me around. But, you know, the rest of your life, you can't order me. The rest of my life, you can't order me around. Well, I mean, you probably probably could if you know that you're doing that I should do what you're telling me to do because it's best, not just because you feel like it. Like, for example, if you were to tell me you need to stretch a little, you need to snuggle and chew more, yeah. You're so warm. You're always so soft. Kill me, baby. My love. Mi corazón, honey, sweetie. I know I didn't have to use all the little nicknames, but my happy place deserves all the little nicknames. You know what else they deserve? No, you don't know. All the kisses. Yeah. You're right, that's not all the kisses. If I gave you all of the kisses, that would lead into some rated R territory. And it's still pretty late, so we have work in the morning. I can't do that. You're already up late because of me. I think I woke you up, probably. I don't know. Did I lose my train of thought? I do that a lot. You don't ever seem to mind, though. I mean, unless it's like... unless it's like super important. Oh, I remember now. Okay. So like, if you were to tell me to take a class because it's out of my comfort zone and, you know, I'll do well in it, I'll probably listen to you. But if you were to tell me to not wear something, I'd be like, fuck you, you don't know me, you don't know what's new. No, I'd probably be really, really mad. But you would never. Cause you're not like that, cause you're wonderful. Like, that's not even a good example of ordering somebody around. That's just a good example of being a prick. No, I'm not saying you're a prick. No. Did I not just call you my happy place? Oh my god, I'm not gonna say it again. I'm not. Nope. Nope. No. Okay. Maybe just one more time. My happy place. I know that's like so incredibly lame and cheesy, but I am incredibly lame and cheesy, and it seemed to have drawn you in, you know, originally. Was it the aura of mystery that, you know, I exude? Was it my really, really loud laugh? Was it the way I dress? I know it's not the way I dress, because I end up looking like I escaped the summer of love sometimes, so. Or I'm, you know, hiding in gigantic sweaters. No, I'm not stealing your sweaters. I'm borrowing them. Do I not give them back? Don't I wash them? And they smell like me too, so. You're always like, I like it when my clothes smell like you, but then you complain about your sweaters. Consistency, my love. You gotta pick consistent. You gotta be consistent, man. Yeah, I feel better. I always feel better if you're here. If you're not here, well, when you're like away for work or out late and I have to go to sleep alone and I wake up and you're still not here. Okay, like if I go to sleep at like 10 and you're out with your friends and you come home and like, let's say 2, and I wake up around 1. This is really lame and you cannot tell anyone that I do this. Okay. You know that picture of us that's right next to our bed on the little nightstand? Yeah. I turn on the lamp. And I look at it. Because we're so happy. We're so happy and in that picture, and it just calms me down. It reminds me that God, this is so lame. I'm not gonna hide my face again, but I can't look you in the eye when I see this. Reminds me that you're always with me. That even when you're not here, your love is my happy place. Oh god, that sounds so lame, huh? Okay, you might not think it's lame, but I think it's super lame, but whatever. Yeah, I think everything I do is super lame, but okay, fine. No. Okay. I'm not super lame, I'm super... Wait, what do you want me to say? I'm super lovely. Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm super lovely. Sleep on my pillow. Are you uncomfortable? If you're uncomfortable, don't go back to sleep on my pillow. No. Okay. I can stay here. Always. You're gonna regret that. You won't? No, I'm not smiling. Okay, baby. Let's go back to sleep. I love you.